Good morning, my Walking with Jesus friends. I wonder if you've ever been chosen to follow a leader who you and others thought was a great leader. It really doesn't matter, does it, whether this was a sports team, a civic or community group, a church leader, an elected political leader, a leader in a work setting, or even a leader of a family. Stepping in to fill the shoes of another leader is quite a challenge, and it can be intimidating, can't it? We've been traveling with Moses, and the time has come for the leadership transition process to begin. Yesterday, we saw Moses had called the people together and told them that at age 120, God had made it clear Moses was not going with the people, whom he had led for more than 40 years, into the new land on the other side of the Jordan River. No election was held, no voting process, no seeking of applicants. God had already made his selection. Joshua would be the new leader. Fortunately, Joshua was well known by the people. He had been at Moses' side for most of these 40 years. Joshua had been the only person Moses had invited to go up Mount Sinai with him to meet with God in the cloud of God's presence. Joshua had also accompanied Moses into the little tent of meeting as they sought God's guidance for the people. Joshua had been a warrior and successfully defended the attack of the Amalekites who had come to drive them away from the miraculous water-spewing rock at Rephidim. Remember Exodus 17? And Joshua had been, along with Caleb, one of only two scouts who had spent 40 days in the promised land, Canaan, and returned with an enthusiastic report calling the people to trust God and follow him into the new land. But even with all those experiences and all those years with Moses, I can only imagine how anxious, probably frightened, and maybe worried Joshua was as the day approached for Moses to hand over the leadership reins to him. In Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 7, Moses records this for us. Then Moses summoned Joshua and said to him, "Be strong and courageous, for you must go with this people into the land that the Lord swore to their forefathers to give them, and you must divide it among them as their inheritance. The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid, and do not be discouraged." I wonder what you hear in these words, my friends. Have you ever heard such words spoken over you? While conquering the land is not mentioned on this occasion, Joshua and Moses both knew if the land was to be divided among the Israelite tribes, it would first have to be cleared of the people who already lived there. That would not be easy. Battle never is. Nor would it be easy to divide the land among the Hebrew tribes. You and I both know what land ownership is like. Joshua would need to be able to discern God's clear boundary lines for each tribe and then help each tribe identify exactly where those boundaries should be and then learn to be content with the land God gave them as their inheritance. No jealousy, no bickering, no infighting among the Hebrew tribes. Oh my, Joshua had a huge leadership challenge ahead of him, would you agree? But Moses' promise that God would be with him and lead him was more than enough for Joshua. Over the past more than 40 years, Joshua had seen firsthand the power of God displayed so many times. I imagine Joshua was getting excited that very soon he'd be leading the people to that good land that he had scouted out so many years before. Moses records for us in Deuteronomy 31 that God said to Moses, "Now the day of your death is near. Call Joshua and present yourselves at the tent of meeting where I will commission him." So Moses and Joshua came and presented themselves to God at the tent of meeting. Then the Lord appeared at the tent in a pillar of cloud, and the cloud stood over the entrance to the tent. Deuteronomy 31:14. Put yourself there, friends, as one of the bystanders watching this scene. Or imagine being Joshua walking into this encounter with God, which you know will change the rest of your life. Or imagine being old Moses, once again, as you have so many times before, standing at the entrance of the tent of meeting with the cloud of God's presence enveloping you, knowing when this cloud lifts, things will be different. A new leader will have been commissioned by God. When you read through the remainder of Deuteronomy 31, you will likely be surprised at what God spoke to Moses and Joshua. In truth, if I had been Joshua, what God said would have discouraged me. Maybe enough to cause me to want to resign even before I start this new leadership role. The Lord said to Moses, "You are going to rest with your fathers, and these people will soon prostitute themselves to the foreign gods of the land they are entering. They will forsake me and break the covenant I made with them. On that day I will become angry with them, and I will hide my face from them. Many disasters and difficulties will come upon them." Deuteronomy 31:16-18. Now imagine if God were asking you to be the leader of the people, and yet you now know what God's prediction is of what will happen in the near future during the season of your leadership. I can imagine Joshua was already trying to think of options, alternatives in his mind to try and keep these disasters from happening, or at least to warn the people sufficiently so that they would not do as God predicted. For Moses, I wonder if he might have even said to Joshua, "Been there, done that, my friend. I know the pain you will be experiencing." And then God said something that must have startled Moses and Joshua. "Now write down for yourselves this song and teach it to the Israelites and have them sing it so it may be a witness for me against them. And when the disasters and difficulties come upon them, this song will testify against them because it will not be forgotten by their descendants. I know what they are disposed to do, even before I bring them into the new land I promised them on oath." So Moses wrote down this song that day and taught it to the Israelites. The words to this new song God gave Moses that day are Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 1 to 43. I wonder, my friends, do you remember another time in the early months of Moses' leadership when God gave his people a new song? You'll find it in Exodus chapter 15. As the Hebrew slaves stood on the shore of the Red Sea, watching the debris from Pharaoh's chariot army floating on the water, Miriam, Moses' sister, began leading the people in a glorious song of worship and praise to God, who had delivered them from their slave bondage. Now, 40-plus years later, God gives Moses a second song, but this time a song of judgment in anticipation of the days when the Israelites will turn away and again enslave themselves, not to Pharaoh, but to their own wickedness as they reject God. It seems after God finished dictating this song to Moses, then God turned to Joshua and made one powerful commissioning statement to his newly selected leader of his people. Do you see it in verse 23? "The Lord gave this command to Joshua, the son of Nun. Be strong and courageous, for you will bring the Israelites into the land I promised them on oath, and I myself will be with you." Surrounded by the cloud of God's presence, Joshua, who had heard God speak with Moses, now heard God speak directly to him as the new leader of the Israelites. What do you think happened in his heart and mind as God spoke those words to him? I believe he was profoundly humbled to be God's choice to be the next leader, and also profoundly encouraged that God promised he would be with Joshua at all times, and he would help Joshua lead the people to gain the land of promise. Finally, yes, courage and strength rooted only in the assurance of God's presence and power with him. Let's pause here, friends. Walk around the tent of the meeting. Look at this scene as best you can imagine it, with Moses and Joshua standing in the fog bank of God's presence at the entrance to the tent. History is being made here. And may I ask you, as you walk through the journey of your life, do you have a sense God has promised you that he will be with you and lead you and guide you and empower you for how he wants to include you in what he's doing in your part of the world at this time? If you have trusted Jesus to be your Savior and the Holy Spirit of God lives within you, then yes, my friend, you have that very same promise from God as Joshua received. Have courage, be strong, for the Lord your God is with you and leading you through life. Romans chapter 8, verse 5 to 14 gives us, followers of Jesus, this assurance. So let's linger in this scene and be overwhelmed with the potential found in God's promise to Joshua. And here's a song to help you consider the power of God's words, "I will be with you."